Be humble and serve others. Matthew chapter 21, verse 1 through 12. When I was little, my Sunday school teacher always did one activity at the end of the VBS. Its title is A Meal in Heaven or Hell. In front of us, there was a dinner table with full of delicious food. She gave us a long chapstick about as long as an adult's arm length to each one of us. And she gave us one roll to do this activity. This is an all-you-can-eat table, but you are only allowed to eat using your chopsticks, not using your hands or another tool. At first, everyone was busy trying to feed themselves, but soon they realized that feeding oneself is impossible using these long chopsticks. Now, you may find a hidden rule of this activity. Only if you try to feed another person, you can also eat this food. These chopsticks were not for serving myself, but for serving others. From this, I learned a very important lesson that when we try to serve others, everyone will be happy altogether. Today's gospel scripture leads us to think about servant leadership, which is a leadership style of Jesus. Verse 11 to 12 says, "The greatest among you will be your servant. All who exalt themselves will be humbled, and all who humble themselves will be exalted." Although Jesus is the only rabbi, teacher, and leader, he had never exalted himself. Rather, he always humbled himself and served others. Although Jesus respected scribes and Pharisees are interpreters of the law of Moses, he criticized their actions. Let me read verse 4 to 7 again using the Message Bible. "Instead of giving you God's law as food and drink by which you can banquet on God, they package it in bundles of rules, loading you down like pack animals. They seem to take pleasure in watching you stagger under these loads and wouldn't think of lifting a finger to help. Their lives are perpetual fashion shows, embroidered prayer shows one day and flurry prayers the next. They love to sit at the head table at church dinners, basking in the most prominent positions, gleaming in the radiance of public flattery, receiving honorary degrees and getting called doctor and reverend." These verses led me to look back at myself, what I have done and how I have lived as pastor and as one of many Christians. Am I doing it right? Did I keep my conscience before God? Am I not ashamed in front of God? Last Sunday, we had our church conference. It was not only about reporting what we have done this year and what we are going to do next year, but also about celebrating the life of the church together. As a pastor, I'm so grateful for having this beautiful, faithful, gospel-oriented, devout, and committed congregation. Although we often lack human resources and financial resources, we have done so many things for the kingdom of God by supporting our local communities and worldwide mission, and sharing God's love with one another. This was possible because we never wanted to be exalted ourselves and served by others, but to be humble and serve others as Jesus taught us. I hope and pray that our church is a loving and caring community for all. Jesus never taught us about religion. Christianity was not started as a religion, but it was begun as a movement by following the lifestyle of Jesus. Since Jesus always tried to introduce and teach the kingdom of God to the world by living as a servant leader, we as Christians also follow this. Jesus called us to serve others with a Christ-like attitude. As he never wanted to be exalted and served by others, he called each one of us to be humble and serve others. November 26th will be our Commitment Sunday. When people hear the word commitment, they automatically think about the offering. So they feel burden and frustration. Yes, offering is a part of it, but we should remember that offering is not all about commitment. Personally, since I grew up with parents who are very strict Methodists, so many things became my natural habit. Praying before eating, giving tithe along with first fruits, general offerings and special offerings, not being absent or late for Sunday school and Sunday worship service, being involved in church events and volunteer services as much as I can, and so on. I don't think that you only become a good Christian when you follow all of those things. There are so many ways of showing our commitment by our prayers, presence, gift, service, and witness. We can participate in the work of the kingdom of God. To show more commitment to God, first of all, you can start with being present. The presence of each one of us means a lot in God's sight and also for our church community. Especially youth and young adults, young families, your presence is truly amazing. Only with your presence, it is like you are offering $1,000,000 to God, because God knows how many temptations and difficulties you have to overcome just to be present here today. We all know that we can at least start to pray. In your prayer, you ask God what you can do more for God's kingdom. Then Holy Spirit leads you the best way. For some people, it is praying more for others. For some people, it is being present more for church service and events. For some people, it is increasing your giving to the offering. For some people, it is serving in the nursery, Sunday school, and various committees of the church. You can do one of them, or many of them, or all of them, or try something new. But before thinking about your commitment, please don't forget that you should make prayer your foundation. If you make your prayer your foundation to think about your commitment, though you may think it will be hard or impossible, God makes it easy and possible. Jesus never taught us only by talking, but his teaching was always accompanied by actions. He showed us how we live in this world. It is very simple and easy. Live with Christ-like attitude. In all your words, actions, and decisions, just think about one thing. Is it Christ-like? Is it Christ-like? Jesus came to this world not to be exalted or be served by others. He always humbled himself, and he always served others. Along with your prayer, this Christ-like attitude should be your foundation of life. Then the word commitment is no longer problematic or burdensome to you, but rather, you are more eager to do something to be humble and serve others for the kingdom of God. Don't try to feed yourself with long chopsticks. Feed others first. This is what a meal in heaven looks like. Be humble and serve others. This is the way of living in the kingdom of God. Praise God. Amen.